Okay. Excited to always talk to our buddy Roy Johnson, editor of Men's Fitness Magazine. And Roy, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. I know it's been a while since we talked to you last. And the new issue is out. How are you doing, and how are you gearing up for Thanksgiving, bud?
Well, I feel hurt that I haven't been on in a while. You know, I'm happy to be back, and I'll get over it.
Listen,
but just wanted you to know that that I was feeling a little bit of pain,
Roy,
a little bit lonely.
Are we related? Because you're sounding a little bit Jewish to me now. I think you're giving me a little bit of the guilt. Give me a little bit of the Jewish guilt now.
I
think we're related. I think we're related.
You know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. It's my favorite time of year, not just because we all have so much to be thankful for, but because we get to eat great stuff. And we are gearing up for it. We've been shopping and looking for all those great things that are not totally good for you, but it's the one day you can indulge a bit, especially if you work out in the morning.
Now, Roy, do you have any special rituals that you guys do as a family on Thanksgiving? Any active rituals that you guys do? Do you go like for a run together or play football? Anything that you do with the family?
No, our ritual is cooking and eating. We try to have friends and family over, share the experience from morning till evening. We have food and football.
That's it.
So,
that's all that's
so
done.
We go pretty much right down the middle of the plate with that.
I gotcha.
So it's not the baseball plate, the food plate.
Now
and have fun with it. We try to enjoy the day when everybody's home and share it with friends and just enjoy the evening.
Now we got the guy. Now I see Men's Fitness on this month's cover, the new issue of December. We've got the situation on the cover. This guy, it's to me is unbelievable how this guy built up a career. And obviously he's well physique.
He's kind of a dime a dozen if you're ever in New Jersey.
People from New Jersey look at this guy going, you're no different than 4 million guys in Jersey. So
except that he's making $5 million a year.
I know. Isn't that unbelievable? Isn't that unbelievable?
Is
that's America.
God bless America, right?
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. So he's got the new issue. Did you get a chance? Did he talk anything about his workouts, things that he does? I know he's got the popular show. What's it? Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore,
right.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing that he is known for among that group is not only his abs, but his physique. And,
right.
You know, the show is a lot about them partying and having a good time, but we wanted to show what kind of hard work it took to look like he does. It's not all genes. It is also core work and diet especially, because people forget that in order to get great abs, it's not just about doing 1,000 crunches, but it's also watching your diet and eating lean. So, you know, we have the step-by-step plan for getting a situation six pack. So if you want it, you can get it by picking up the newest issue of Men's Fitness.
Yes, and also there's an article in this as well about martial arts and combat. And you know, this is something I don't know if you know this, but the fat guy he's a trained killer. He's trained in Muay Thai, Judo, Sambo, Taekwondo. Right, Lee?
Well, I wish we had known that before we had done this article.
Maybe I'll be on the cover next time.
We were looking for someone to feature that epitomized each of these fighting genres. But this is our combat issue, and we say that not just in a manner to try to promote fighting, but you know, there's so many great ways to stay fit and have fun, and a lot of them are built around these techniques of self-defense and you know, based in fighting rituals. So we wanted to put together a lot of exercises and a lot of different strategies based on that so people can see that there's a lot of different ways to get fit. So whether it's Taekwondo, Jiu-Jitsu, Jeet Kune Do and Sambo, and there's Muay Thai and Judo. If you want to try them, you know, we tell you all about them, the benefits, how to get started, what you need to do to get started, and it's another great way to stay fit.
Roy, do you do any martial arts yourself? Are you a big martial arts guy?
I don't do a lot now. Every once in a while when I want to try something new, I look up a gym here in the New York area and go for one of the workouts because it is great to try new things. It's not a regular part of my regimen, but I certainly like to every couple of months just call a gym that's offering one of these types of styles. and try it out. I usually pay for it very dearly over the next couple of days because a lot of these disciplines will hurt you in places that you didn't know you had. So, but it's great to sort of shake things up, shake up your regimen, shake up your body every once in a while. And I know the fat guy does that.
Yeah, I have a black belt in Tai Bo.
Yeah, we had on Billy Blanks Jr. the other last
that
week.
Tai or Tai Bo?
Tai Bo.
Did I hear that correctly?
It's called bow tie pasta. That's what it's really called. That's what he's into, and that's what he really loves. And always great information in Men's Fitness Magazine. Also, great little recipes for things for people to have as well. And Roy, we got to cut it short today, but again, we really appreciate you coming on the show today. Always a pleasure to bring you on. Also, the website, mensfitness.com, great information there as well, and we hope you have a real safe and happy Thanksgiving coming up this week.
Don't be strangers, and same to you and your families as well.
Thanks, Roy. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next month.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Roy Johnson. He's the editor of Men's Fitness Magazine. Go check him out online, also at mensfitness.com. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Not schlumpy kids, active kids. We're done with the schlumpy kids. We want the active ones now. And if you want that, you got to go read our book.